My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is concerning, just beyond the safety aspect of it, when you start to lose contributing bodies from your lineup. I mean, we saw, you know, the season opener, they played without ETN, and now they're, you know, losing an important piece of the offense that caught a few passes last week. And this is not an offense that can afford to lose any playmakers. So I still think they're really good. I mean, they're still on my list of the four or five teams that I think probably can win a national championship because they have national championship talent. But are they all bought in? I mean, I think it's fair to wonder about that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, and it's also one of those things where it's like, because I know you and I have talked about it this summer. I don't know how much Kirby is responsible, but I do know the number's greater than zero.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of always been the struggle. It's like, why? It'd be one thing if it's like, okay, well, you have. It just feels like there's something literally every month, and like, why is that? Is this they get unfairly treated? It's like, I don't know. There's a lot of other talented rosters in the country that I don't feel like have the frequency that we're seeing right now.
That's right, and I think you hit an important thing because I think with the is Kirby responsible or not, everybody tries to reduce that to a yes or no answer, and I get it. I mean, you know.
That's the way our brains work, yeah.
Right, that's the spicy take, that's the industry we're in, the whole bit. But, like, the way you put it is the actual, the truth of the matter. Like, he's not 100% responsible for this, and he doesn't have 100% power to fix this, but he's also not 0% responsible either. And I think we're not just seeing it at Georgia, but we're seeing it greatest at Georgia. But, like, we're seeing these incidents across the country where it's like the players have all the power. And I'm cool with, like, the players getting the NIL money and the freedom to transfer and all that. But it feels almost overboard now where it's like, who's running these teams? I mean, you know, the situation we saw at the end of the Alabama game last week, like, that doesn't happen 10 years ago in college football. And if it does, that guy's not playing the following week. No questions asked, you know. And I just feel like, you know, we've seen a number of these type of incidents. Like, you know, who's running the team anymore? And like I said, I mean, it's Georgia. It's that way to the extreme. But you're spot on. Kirby is some degree responsible for this, and to some degree has to take more action. I mean, I know everybody wants him to, like, rant and rave and pound his fist on the tape. I don't care about the histrionics, the theater.
Yeah, at all.
No, I don't care about that at all. But, like, you got to start sending some messages, and maybe he's finally to the point where he might be willing to do that. Of, you know, you draw a line in the sand and say, you know, you get yourself arrested, especially, you know, for serious type stuff, not jaywalking, serious type stuff, you can expect to not be playing, you know, the following week and maybe depending on the incident, not at all anymore. And I just felt like for a while, he really wasn't sending that message. Like, he'd make an example out of anybody. Sometimes you got to find that guy and say, sorry, bud, but I got to make an example out of you. And that's the way it is. And if you don't like it, you shouldn't have got arrested.
All right. When we get back, when we talk to you next week, will there have been another massive upset in the SEC?
Massive one? Maybe. I'm looking at this Tennessee-Florida game. I'm not picking Florida, but like,
it's got weird vibes.
I got weird vibes, and Florida's getting better. And I never thought coming into the season that they were going to be awful. And then I saw the Miami game, and I'm like, well, I'm wrong. They're awful. But, you know, we always do that, right? We always knee-jerk react to week one, and we rewrite these takes that we've had all offseason. And so many times, like,
A&M's the same thing, I think.
Yeah, our preseason takes are right, and we just get scared off after 1 week. And so I don't think Florida is good. I also don't think Florida is terrible, and they do seem to have something figured out with their quarterback mix here. And I know Tennessee's defense has been carrying them to this point, but they have not faced an offense yet. They haven't. I'm not there on Tennessee's defense in the fact that I don't think they're good at all, but I just wonder if, like, I mean, heck, they're ranked near the top of the country for defense. I don't think they're that good. And I wonder if we see some of that this week. And if the offense can't find its way, it could get a little bit interesting. Now, the X factor is, you know, Tennessee fans are gonna make that thing a din on Florida. So I still think because of the home field and how good Tennessee's been at Neyland under Heupel, Tennessee finds a way. But that is one that if it swings, you know, if there is an upset in the SEC, that's kind of the significant one I got on my radar.
I know we've talked about it, but it just, I'm just blown away. Like, Ole Miss and Tennessee are the same thing this year. The same questions we have for each team. I guess the one difference would be I have more confidence in Tennessee running the football than I do Ole Miss running the football. But, like, the same thing. It's like both defenses have looked good, but are they this good? Like,
right.
Neither one's really been tested. The offenses are obviously going to be similar just from a scheme standpoint, and Nico is probably more top-end talented than Dart, but Dart's played more football, and Dart is a little bit, you know, he's more seasoned. I don't know. I'm with you. I think both those games are just fascinating this weekend.
Yeah, and with Tennessee, it doesn't feel like Nico entirely trusts his offensive line, and it doesn't feel like Josh Heupel entirely trusts Nico. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I know a lot of Tennessee fans I thought were kind of overreacting to the Oklahoma game, thinking, why didn't Heupel put the pedal down? Does he not have belief in Nico? And I thought that was a little overblown, because just watching that game play out, like, the only way Tennessee could have lost was to serve it up to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
After they established the lead. But now that we've seen it again, where the offense just didn't have a ton of life, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if Heupel knows he doesn't have, like, the perimeter playmakers that he had a couple years ago. There's no Jalin Hyatt on this roster. The offensive line's not as good as it was a couple years ago. I mean, it is a little bit concerning the way the offense has kind of fallen off a cliff here the past couple games for Tennessee, when, like, this is Josh Heupel's bread and butter. Like, I mean, it's great that the defense is playing well now, but Josh Heupel didn't just, like, wake up in July and realize he was going to become a defensive coach. And unlike Ole Miss, which obviously poured a ton of money into the transfer portal, probably rightfully so, to upgrade its defense, like, I don't think you can say that about Tennessee. Like, their defense got better, but it's not because they were taking all the dollars away from the offense and pouring it in on the defense. So it's great for Tennessee that the defense is carrying the load, but I think long term that offense has to do a lot more, or this is not gonna be a playoff team.
I wonder if it's a home road thing, because if you look at the two games where they've looked pedestrian, I wonder if Heupel's sitting there, because I think it's also a question of, does Heupel not trust Nico, or maybe Heupel doesn't trust the offensive line too, and
right.
You're on the road, let's not make the big mistake, because, and that worked against Oklahoma because they also got in front.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also kind of worked against Arkansas in the second half until it didn't. Like, it felt like when it got to 14-3, you're sitting there going, okay, Tennessee's going to win this game. The question is, do they cover or not? Like, And then credit to Arkansas. They went and they took the football game. But like, I do wonder with them if that's the issue. It's kind of like a on the road, let's not give the other team all the life that they need.
I think that's a good point, and we've seen this from Tennessee, you know, even with a better team,
yeah,
have road woes. But in this case, young quarterback, offensive line not playing great, I think those types of things can be accentuated on the road. I do think, and this isn't everything, but we pretty consistently said last year, like, what's the harm in going to Nico? I don't think it would have changed the record. We've talked about this. If he would have swapped in, gotten Nico more snaps or made him the starter in November, I don't think it would have changed the record. But you do wonder, like, would his development have been any further along? Because, I mean, he's got the talent. That's not the issue. But I don't think the issues on offense start with him. But it does feel like we're watching a young quarterback kind of growing up and going through some growing pains in front of our eyes. And you wonder if he would have got some more reps last year, if that would have changed anything. Quite possibly not. But I do think that's fair to raise, you know, with what we've seen from him this year. And I mean, I still think he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's going to be great for Tennessee in the long run. But I think we were all ready to crown him in August, and just doesn't quite feel like it's totally come together as quickly as maybe we would have thought.
Blake, we appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today Sports. Program brought to you by our good friends over at Birdies, 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. As we've been mentioning this week, it is October, but it's also Golftober. So that means through the entire month, if you book online at golfatbirdies.com, you can enjoy half off standard golf rates. And also, now's the time to book your holiday party or event over at Birdies. Dates are already filling up, so make sure that you book early, because if you reserve in October, you're guaranteed to get the Golftober rates, even if your party happens in November or December. Also, if you're a golf instructor in need of a facility to carry on your lessons through the fall and winter months, DM Birdies at Birdies901 on Instagram for all the information that you would need about using Birdies as your instructional facility. Also, don't forget, tomorrow night, Saturday night, it's also karaoke night, 7 until close at Birdies. Simulator 2 will be a karaoke venue. Also, don't forget, for Mississippi State fans, if you're looking for a spot to watch the game tomorrow, Birdies will be hosting the Memphis Maroon Club for the Georgia game tomorrow. It'll be on Simulator 1 in stunning 4K HD. GolfAtBirdies.com, GolfAtBirdies.com. We come back, let's get into the list. We've gotten the AAC preseason awards. We'll tell you where the Tigers were picked to finish in the conference. Also, some Tigers showing up on the list. We'll do all of that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Football Friday here on Jeff Wright and Company. My guy Tim Murray is with us. Tim, did you ever go to U2 at the Sphere?
I did not.
I heard that probably one was very poorly reviewed. It seemed like everyone liked the Dead and Company a lot more than the U2 show, but
I haven't been to the Sphere yet. I have done pretty much nothing in Vegas. I've been here over 4 years, and outside of go to numerous sports books, we really haven't done any
events.
Shows.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, who knows if I'll live here for the rest of my adult life, but yeah, we haven't really not done anything. We are going to, my wife and I, mainly because friends invited us, we're going to Brad Paisley, I think, next week.
So I saw him, funny enough, at, my wife used to have a UKG conference because she's in HR, and we were supposed to see like Old Dominion or something like that, and they canceled. They got Brad Paisley. I could probably name like maybe one Brad Paisley song. Got to give it up to him. Dude put on a show.
Nice.
He was awesome.
I've been to a bunch of growing up in the D.C. area, obviously I would imagine country music in Memphis a little bit more popular than in the D.C. area. But, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, I thought, you know, that's when you start to get the poppy type of country music.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Stadium country, kind of the
Tim McGraw, yeah. Toby Keith, all that stuff. So I went to a bunch of country concerts because that was kind of the cool thing to do when you were in high school. But I have not been to a country concert in a while, but I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, that'll be a couple weeks from now. The one I want to see here in town is Bruno Mars always comes around New Year's.
Yeah.
He does like a quasi residency. I would love to see him.
The other thing is your arriving in Vegas coincides with when I started to notice the prices in Vegas went through the roof.
So I don't consider myself a cheap person, but I really like free stuff. And you know, when I can get the hookup, I try to utilize that. So when I go out, I tend to go to Circa. Because I've made some friends with some bartenders.
By the way, they have single deck blackjack for those that are going to Vegas anytime soon. That is, Circa's my spot now.
And Westgate Superbook is a good spot that I go to as well. I've been to a handful of UNLV games, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to a ton out here. I probably should go and take advantage of all the fun offerings here, but I have not done it. I've been to a couple of Golden Knights games. Those are awesome.
I've also really cool. Noticed it also coincides because I think you're maybe 2 years older than I am. I've noticed that my buddies and I, we've all kind of, the last times that we've gone to Vegas, we all kind of like looked at each other and we're like, we think we're good on Vegas for a while. You know, you kind of hit
well,
a
considering
point.
None of my friends from college have visited me, I guess that's a consensus between 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I've never been, even in college, I wasn't like a club goer. I was more of
I'm
like
a bar guy.
Yeah, bar. Let's play some beer games, things with that. I need, I mean, that's the thing too with like blackjack. Like, I know people like doing it, but man, you'll be playing blackjack and you'll look down and you're like, I just lost $400.
Well, it's because of the minimums. Now, that's why also for those that are going out there, I have noticed the last two times there's two Vegases now. The Strip Vegas is like the Instagram, like influencer, all that. Fremont Street's my people.
Yeah, man. It's called the experience for a reason, ladies and gentlemen.
Those are my people. Those are the people there that, you know, hey, you want $5 to $10 blackjack hands? You want to sit there for a while? You want to go? You want to go to Circa? Yeah, that's what it is.
First time I ever went out to Vegas for like a work junction. I was doing Radio Row's boxing things. And my old station in D.C. sent me out there, and they gave me the nice per diem while staying on the Strip of $35 a day. So that got me a coffee in the morning. So I was like, by the second time I went around, I just looked at one of someone else there on Radio Row, and I go, let's go to Old Vegas tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Let's go to a local spot. Let's get into the list. Tiger basketball. The Memphis Tigers were picked to finish second in the AAC preseason men's coaches poll the league announced on Friday afternoon. Reigning champion UAB received 9 first place votes and finished with a total of 140 points to claim the top spot. Memphis collected 4 first place votes, 136 points. 4 Tigers were also recognized with preseason honors, as P.J. Haggerty and Tyrese Hunter landed on the first-team All-Conference, while Colby Rogers earned a spot on the second-team. Newcomer Jared Harris was tabbed as the preseason Freshman of the Year. So, Tim, there's a few things here. Number one, I don't really know how bent out of shape everyone is or isn't. I think this says a couple of things. Because, number one, it's voted on by the coaches. I bet if you polled which roster is the most talented roster, it's the Tigers. This, to me, feels like it's saying Ty goes to Andy Kennedy, and we think Andy Kennedy will do more with his roster than Penny will do with his.
I mean, 9 out of the 13 people voted for UAB in first place, right?
Yep.
So clearly what that tells me, and you're obviously much more day-to-day on this than I am, but you've got UAB in the points, total points, only 5 points ahead of Memphis. So it seems like Memphis was 1 or 2 in most people's eyes, and UAB, maybe there's more of a question of what they could be moving forward. What are we expecting from South Florida this year? Because weren't they like 20-0 or something crazy last year?
Yeah, they had the unbelievable start.
I think I bet against them like 50 times too. Once they got off to the hot start, it was like, hey, they just cover. I'm like, all right, well, guess I got to bet against them.
So the problem with South Florida is nobody knows, because they like completely turned over their roster yet again.
I'm just going back and looking at my bets here on South Florida.
I believe Memphis is still going to be the betting favorite. I mean, to me, this is one of those things where it's like, good, use it as motivation.
Oh, I bet on USF a decent amount here.
They did get, I mean, like,
well, it was early on in the year. They played Memphis, and they were catching, like, double digits, and they won that game at Memphis,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that was a weird game where we had, like, a winter, we had a big, like, winter storm, which is unusual here, and they recommended, like, the building was technically open, but, like, they recommended people not get out and go. And so it was just kind of like a weird dead atmosphere, and Memphis kind of blew a big lead, and South Florida like punked them at the end. I mean, I think the real question for me, is this a one-bid league? And I think the way that I look at it is the only way this is not a one-bid league is if Memphis is going to have the non-conference schedule that could build a resume to where they wouldn't have to win the conference tournament. But I think if they get to a situation where if Memphis isn't the at-large team, I think it's likely it's a one-bid league.
I think we're burying the lead.
Which is?
Are we doing a Jeffrey Wright and Company remote November 8th prior to the UNLV Memphis game out here in Vegas?
So when they play UNLV, and then I think they... I mean, the problem right now is we need to get... Getting my wife to do anything, and we're also buying a house before we've sold our house. So
the rights are tightening the belt right now.
Man, Memphis has got quite the travel schedule.
I mean, that first 2 months is they are getting some frequent flyer miles.
At UNLV, then they go back out to the West Coast to play San Francisco before hitting up Maui.
And I don't think that's on the way. Like, I think they're going to come back.
They're going to come back?
I'm pretty sure.
Really? That seems, no, they got to go straight, right? November 21st.
I thought
at
that
San
too.
Francisco.
The only reason why, because I figured it was like, oh yeah, they're just going to go on the way.
So they're doing UNLV coming back, playing Ohio, and then they play San Francisco November 21st. You got to go straight, right?
I would think, but I mean, the reason why I said
no
that
sense.
Is because when I was like, oh yeah, they're just going to go on their way, and someone's like, no, they're not. I was like, what?
How big of a drop-off is FAU taken with...
So they finished... All right, here's the top... Here's the rankings. UAB at one, and the difference was... Both UAB and Memphis were 1 and 2 on everybody's poll, and UAB got 9 first-place votes. Memphis got 4. And that's the difference. Decent gap. Then they have South Florida at 3, Wichita State at 4, Florida Atlantic at 5, Temple at 6, North Texas 7, Charlotte 8, ECU 9, Tulsa 10, UTSA and Tulane tied at 11, and Rice was 13. It's not a great league, dude.
No. Yeah. The FAU magical run from a couple years ago and that Memphis team. I mean, because FAU, they weren't in the AAC when they made the run.
Nope,
the Final
they were
Four,
CUSA.
Right? That's right.
Because remember, that was
they played in the second round, and I had a bet on Memphis at like 50-1 to win that region, and they obviously lost in gross fashion, and then FAU made the run to the Final Four.
It was that was the FDU. Quickly, and then we will take a break and we'll do our cards. Monday Night Football. All right, I thought this was an interesting story, Tim. So this is from the AP. ABC will simulcast 6 more ESPN Monday Night Football games, including Monday's matchup between the Bills and the Jets. The addition of 6 games means ABC will air 17 this season, 14 simulcasts with ESPN, including 2 playoff games, and 3 games exclusively on ABC. The decision to simulcast more games was a joint decision between the NFL and the Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC and ESPN. So, what I think is interesting, and I don't know how many people have been paying attention, even networks are now getting to the point where it's like they're basically moving their primetime content. Like, they want sports. Like, Fox has basically made Friday night, they've made it a sports night.
Yep.
NBC is going to cut the Tonight Show from 5 nights to 4.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
I am very...
It's the only thing that we watch
live
anymore. It's the only thing that has value from a advertising standpoint. Is there any television show that is, I have to watch it the second it comes out anymore?
So my wife and I will watch House of the Dragon, but it's HBO. Like, that's important to note. And also, it's like, if we miss it 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we don't care. But in terms of regular television, no. Like, she used to watch The Bachelor, and then she quit on The Bachelor.
Well, and if you watch, I don't watch network television shows anymore. Is Grey's Anatomy still a thing?
I believe this is the final season.
Okay. Would you rather watch it live, or would you rather watch it the next morning or 30 minutes later so you can fast forward through the commercials?
I mean, everybody would rather do that.
Right. So sports, you have to watch it live. I mean, you don't have to, but it's really hard to avoid it. I've tried every once in a while. Every once in a while, I'll go cone of silence. There is something. I actually remember doing this to a Memphis. Remember the Memphis-Gonzaga second round game? It was the last night Last game of a Friday night slate. It was the one that Memphis went up like 15.
I think they were up 10 at the half.
Yeah, they were smoking them. And Gonzaga came back. I went cone of silence. I went to walk the dog, just turned everything off, closed the laptop, and I was like, I'm going to watch this untouched. It was actually kind of awesome. But you can't do it, really, for the most part. So, yeah, I've been I don't fully understand why, and I'm sure there's a reasoning behind it, why ESPN has, you know, for the playoff, those games are on ESPN instead of ABC. I don't totally know why, but look, the only thing that people watch live anymore, sports and the news. That's it.
Yeah, and it wouldn't shock me. I mean, ESPN used to do it because ABC had their regular programming. But, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if we start to see in the next playoff contract that they, especially when you consider how much ABC's killing it with college football this year. Like, they basically had, you know, three of the top five broadcasts every single week. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. The other thing I thought was interesting, the NFL was involved in the decision. So clearly the NFL, I don't know if they're caring about ratings or whatnot, but clearly they're saying we want more on network.
And when ESPN finally got Monday Night Football back, you remember what the joke was, how terrible the matchups were. Now they're getting good games. So they're starting to meet in the middle, clearly, it seems like. And we've seen they went out, spent the money to go get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They're getting a Super Bowl, I think, in a couple of years. ABC is.
I think they're getting two, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, it makes sense. I mean, once again, it makes sense. I thought your point about the, you know, Friday night on Fox. How about Saturday night on Fox?
Yep.
They don't go to, I mean, Mad TV is long gone, but like they don't have to go to the local news anymore. Friday nights on Fox now, 11 p.m. Eastern, that's a game.
Yep.
Instead of a comedy show. Like SNL still exists, but I mean, everyone else, yeah, you're just going to live games. Makes sense.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we get into our cards. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Birdies is located at 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. It's Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. And right now, it is Golftoberfest. That means if you book online, you can enjoy half off the standard golf rates all month long. Now's the time to book your holiday party or event at Birdies. Dates are filling up quickly, so make sure that you book early, because if you reserve in October, you're guaranteed the Golftoberfest rates, even if your party happens in November or December. They'll be open early on Saturday and Sunday. They'll open up at 9 a.m. this weekend so that you can watch all the football while you play on the simulator. 600 courses worldwide. You can even watch your favorite game with the sound on while playing on the simulators. Mississippi State fans, Birdies will be hosting the Memphis Maroon Club official watch party tomorrow as you watch the Bulldogs take on the Bulldogs in stunning 4K. Golf at birdies.com, at Birdies 901. All right, Tim. I don't know how I feel about the board this week. It's one of those situations where I'm kind of trusting my eyes. There's been a couple where I'm fading the public, but FartSniffer69 on Twitter, no joke, said that my... I want to make sure I quote him directly.
Is that really a Twitter handle?
I swear to God.
Damn it. I was wondering why that was taken. I tried to get a new one.
Couldn't be more square if it tried. So I'll let you do your card first, and we'll go through mine.
All right. I'll just run through all of them. Numbers have changed. I got Arizona State plus 6 tonight. That's down to 5.5. I laid it with Kentucky, a process play, have to fade Vanderbilt. Also took some team total under on Vanderbilt at 15. Eastern Michigan plus 3. That was kind of a numbers grab. Someone I trust had Eastern Michigan as the favorite in that game. All right, the games that you care about. Iowa on the money line against Washington. I did take 3.5 earlier this week against Ohio State. Hate the play. I don't love it, but I took the 3.5 with Oregon. Took 3.5 with Fresno State against Washington State. I took 5.5 with USC against Penn State. Arizona, I took 5 against BYU. Nevada, I took 4 against Oregon State. West Virginia, I took 3 and money line against Iowa State. UCLA took 5.5 and money line against Minnesota. Avery Johnson over rushing yards, 61.5 against Colorado. And then Pitt on the money line, I laid a minus 165 against Cal. So there you go.
I was trying to look and see. I know.
And I know all those numbers have moved, and you even said, hey, you got some good numbers.
Well, I mean, that's
I was shopping early this week, so I know some of these have moved. The game that I really still like and the number that's still there, like I got UCLA at 5.5. Anything north of 4, I think, is still playable. So I'll give you a quick why I like that game. UCLA sucks. I have their win total under. I feel good about that. They're 1-4. Minnesota is playing their seventh straight game. They're traveling out to LA. It's a terrible environment, so that's not a concern. But you're coming off of an emotional win. My guy Preston Parker Fleming on Twitter at StatsoWar always puts up a graph. Did my team get beat that bad? And the team with the worst net success rate in a victory last week was Minnesota against USC. So I think you got a decent effort from UCLA looking for their first Big Ten win under their coach, Deshaun Foster. So I really still like that play, UCLA, anything north of 4.
Yeah, so I was trying to look. I know right now, this is from John Ewing over at BetMGM, the most popular bets from week 7.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Ohio State.
It is 6th.
Ooh, okay. Number one. I'm not looking.
I can tell you it's on my card.
Tennessee.
Nope. Ah. Mizzou.
Okay, it's UMass.
So UMass has not played a Power 5 opponent yet, or whatever, Power 4 opponent this year.
You don't lock into McGurk Stadium and get a victory with ease.
Also, if anyone's ever watched, the Alpha Nerd very much covers against inferior opponents. The top most played, Missouri, 79% of bets have been made at BetMGM on Mizzou, 76% on Clemson, more on that in a minute, 75% on Illinois, that's a fade Purdue, 67% on Utah, so you're on the other side there, 65% on Mississippi State catching 33.5, at Georgia, 64% on Ohio State, -3, 64% on Pitt at -3, 63% on Oklahoma at 14.5. That made me feel good.
Interesting.
61% on BYU at -3, and 61% on Alabama. I was trying to look up
the
how
BYU
it went last
game
week.
Is what the cool kids call reverse line movement, RLM. Public's on BYU. Line has gone whoop the other way with Arizona. It's down to 3.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, though. It's like
BYU 5-0 ATS.
I was saying, and not only is it 5-0, it's like 5-0, and I think they've covered every line by at least a touchdown.
Now, they were an underdog against SMU. They were an underdog against Missouri. They were an underdog against Kansas State. So this is a new role for them where they're a favorite. And I will say this. There's something about, and I had BYU against Kansas State. There's something about a night game in Provo that gets, it feels like weird things happen. This is a 2:00 local kick in Provo. Arizona coming off a loss. I don't like it at 3, but north of 3. I think Arizona, it's one of those very fishy lines. You're like, huh? What? Why is this number what it is?
Well, like, that's the other thing, because I'm with you. It's like that. That's in it. Like, I was like, I kind of wanted Arizona, but I was like, I don't really trust that. All right, so
I don't either. I don't know how good they are. I mean, they have McMillan and Fifita, who are very good. But I don't. I thought Arizona was overrated in the preseason, but now I wonder if they're a little underrated in this spot.
So last week, the most bet teams were
Navy was number one as. On Saturday, I had now every shop's different. Worth noting
for sure.
And MGM is obviously a national shop. DraftKings, FanDuel, national shops. You're getting much more information from states across the country. It's
right.
A better gauge of where the public truly is. But I have on an odds maker every Saturday on the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show. Catch it from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And he said 94% of the bets were on Navy. Well, guess what? 94% of those people were correct because they won and covered easily.
Yeah, they came home on Navy, and I believe they came home on Ohio State because I think that was the other ones. All right. I don't know why. I ended up watching a lot of that Northwestern Indiana game. Northwestern should have covered. Like, Indiana's another a good ATS team, but like I this is just the classic Friday night dogs. I wanted to take Arizona State at home, but with Rising playing, I think Utah's a completely different team with Rising, and I have decided I think Arizona State is the team that you play when Arizona State plays like a average or below average team. I really like them because I think they're extremely well coached, but that was just a no touch spot. And you got six, and it's like, if I could have get that, that's a different thing. So I'm taking Northwestern at 11 tonight.
So you mentioned Friday Night Dogs. Friday Night Dogs, 13-5 ATS so far this year. It has been a very good spot. I think the UNLV Utah State is a weird sleepy
spot. Yeah.
I kind of like Utah State here. UNLV's coming off a loss to Syracuse. If they played Boise next weekend, I would be all over Utah State. They don't play Boise until 2 weeks from tonight, a game that I definitely will be in attendance for. Can't wait for that one. I kind of like Utah State catching 19. I might just fire on it for a little S and G's, but yeah. Friday nights have been dog happy.
As mentioned, I'm taking Missouri. I don't care how square it is. Like
hey, Huey Lewis once told us it's hip to be square.
Yeah, hip to be square. This is a principal play. Clemson. Part of the reason why I've been upset with Dabo has nothing to do with what he does in the transfer portal and doesn't do in the transfer portal. It's the fact that my favorite bet of the year, every single year, was whenever Clemson got to play Wake, I would just lay the number and I didn't care. Well, that thing had stopped cashing, but it's time. Dabo, the time is now. Wake Forest left it all on the field last week to get NC State. I just don't. This Wake Forest team's not good. I'm laying it.
Wake Forest did win last week.
Grayson McCall had to die for that to happen.
Yeah, this Wake team is pretty bad. And you got the admiration earlier this week from Dave Clawson. Like, you know, Dabo does it right. He doesn't steal players. And it's like, yeah, I know, because you lose all your players.
I'm with you on Iowa. I'm laying the three. That's the Ooh, the times.
Be careful. Be careful on laying a three.
I know, but he's 16-1 when laying three in the last, like, 5 years.
Just if you could find the 2.5 out there. I just went money line. There's something about just that state of mind where I get it. If they lose, I lose 40 more cents, right? Because,
yep.
Well, I did minus 135 earlier this week, but it's now minus 148, minus 150. So it's a bigger loss, but it's just that state of mind play where I'm like, I'd just rather have money line with Iowa because they could win 8-6.
Oh, I mean, it's very much on the table. That's the time zone play. I'm doing it with Pitt. I don't care. Cal, after that kind of loss, how do you get off the mat? I think everyone in Red River just goes, give me the points, give me the points, so I'm taking Texas. Oklahoma has, like, no receivers this week.
Top five are out.
Georgia, Mississippi State, I'm not touching the line. I just watched what Georgia did against Texas. I imagine they're going to do the same. They're not going to run any tempo. Georgia's got Texas on tap. I'm taking under 54.5. I kind of like that. I am – so Tennessee, this is I believe in vibes. Tennessee, when their offense gets going, they need drive starters. Florida's one of the worst defenses in the country at allowing drive starts. And further, I think the formula to beat them is going to be hold the football, hold the football. Florida is like 117th in ball control all year. I think Tennessee might fall into that category of you play them at home, maybe you fade them on the road. I don't hate that thought. So I'm laying the number there, 14. I took the under in Ole Miss LSU. I think both teams are going to be kind of feeling it out. And I think LSU knows the same formula to beat Tennessee is kind of the same formula to beat Ole Miss. You got to hold the football. And I think the number's just too high. And we said, like, I'm going to be SpongeBob SquarePants. I think Ohio State's better than Oregon. I'm going to I'm trusting my eyes.
So I got a, at VSiN.com, you can get the DraftKings betting split. So you were referencing BetMGM.
Yep.
So this is ticket count, amount of bets, not money, bets. Most lopsided ones I see. Boise State versus Hawaii. Boise State minus 21, 89% on Boise State. Syracuse minus 3 at NC State, 81%. Ohio State at Oregon, 77%.
There we go.
Washington State at Fresno, 74%. Tennessee at home to Florida, 71%. BYU, Arizona, 88% on BYU in that spot. And Western Michigan, 71%. Pittsburgh, 64%. Illinois, Purdue might straight up quit on this.
That's why I just didn't touch it. Like, do I trust Illinois' offense? Like, no, but like, there were some like really stinky ones that I wanted to get involved in, but it's like these are just teams that I absolutely hate.
Memphis, by the way, 74% of the tickets at DraftKings right now are on Memphis to cover against South Florida. Clemson, 74%, and Missouri, 81% on them to cover against UMass.
All right, let's go ahead and hit the music. All right, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, Skip Bayless went on Pardon My Take and said he never lost a debate against Stephen A. Smith. I just love that. I don't have the Skip hate like everybody does. I view it as entertainment. I know what it does to people, but like I view it as television.
I can never do what he does.
No. I think there's part of me that has an appreciation. Like, I couldn't do that.
Like the bit on LeBron. And
yes.
Like I can't do it, but I'll say this. I would like his bank account.
I most certainly would too. All right, buddy. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, dude.
That is Tim Murray. I want to thank Blake Topmeyer for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.